SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia vetoing a UN resolution today abolishing the monitoring of UN experts of sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear program. Russia's vote has prompted accusations that Moscow was acting to shield its weapons purchases from North Korea. As expected, Israel reacting angrily this week after the United States decided not to use its veto power in a UN Security Council resolution for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Former State Department senior advisor Mary Kissel says the U.S. decision plays right into the hands of the terrorists.
Effectively, what we're doing is we're isolating Israel in the court of public opinion and essentially gave a green light to actors like Hamas to continue their terror.
Donald Trump in New York today, attending the wake of a New York City police officer gunned down on the line of duty. Former president paid his respects to Officer Jonathan Diller, who was fatally shot during a traffic stop on Monday. Also at SRNnews.com, the Coast Guard says the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed a bridge in Baltimore underwent routine engine maintenance in port beforehand, and there were no reports of any problems. Also, the bodies of two of the six workers in the water have been recovered. NTSB Chief Executive Officer Jennifer Humdy says the ship's cargo had some hazardous
material. That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium-ion batteries.
And this is SRN News. Church attendance is down.
According to the latest Gallup poll, only 30% of Protestant Christians go to worship every week. 14% say they go almost every week, and another 13% are in the pews about once a month. The Gallup survey also reveals that 16% of self-identified Christians say they never go to church. In fact, worship is in decline across all religious faiths in the U.S., with no group seeing an increase since the year 2000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Kansas approving a measure requiring abortion doctors to ask patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies, then report the answers to the state. Governor Laura Kelly, a Democrat, is a strong abortion advocate, but Republicans in the legislature appear to have the two-thirds majorities they need to override a veto. Supporters of the reporting measure say it would give the state better data. This is SRN News. The economy grew at a 3.4% annual pace from October through December.
The Commerce Department says the latest figure was an upgrade from its previous estimate of 3.2%. The department's revised measure of the nation's gross domestic product confirmed that the economy decelerated from its 4.9% rate of expansion in the July to September quarter. But last quarter's growth came in the face of higher interest rates and was powered by growing consumer spending, exports and business investment in buildings and software.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Home Depot is purchasing SRS Distribution, a materials provider for pros, in a deal valued at $18 billion. The home improvement retailer says that the acquisition will help speed up its growth with the contractors. More details at SRNnews.com.